Report, Mostly Single Male Border Crossers Bus to Louisiana Cities. By John Binder on July 23, 2021. A group of mostly single male border crossers, along with some single women, were bussed into four Louisiana cities after being released by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, local media reports. According to WAFT 9 News, border crossers were bussed to Baton Rouge, Shreveport, Natchez, and Monroe, Louisiana, after they were released by DHS thanks to the Biden administration's expansive catch-and-release policy. Local officials, WAFT reports, were not notified ahead of time. Immigrants bussed to Baton Rouge were dropped off at the Greyhound bus station and directed to St. Vincent de Paul. Volunteers at the shelter gave them bags of goods and toiletries, even though they could not house them. Emphasis added. However, that is not always the case. Kelly says at the three other drop-off sites in Shreveport, Natchez, and Monroe, the group wasn't told in advance about immigrants seeking asylum in those cities. Emphasis added. Some of those leaders who say they were left out of the loop include Mayor Sharon Weston Broom, Senator Bill Cassidy, and Congressman Garrett Graves. Those who spoke with WAFT say they're upset with the little to no warning given to local officials. Emphasis added. For months, Breitbart News has chronicled Biden's catch-and-release operation through which at least tens of thousands of illegal aliens are being briefly detained, put up in migrant hotels, then bussed or flown into the U.S. interior with only the promise that they will show up to their asylum hearings months, or years later. Most recently, the Biden administration used Lackland Air Force Base in Texas to fly nearly 800 border crossers into the U.S. interior. The latest available data, from February 19 to April 22, reveals the Biden administration has flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.